Well, Sarah, tell us about It's All Right and how this fits in this spiritual collage, which is your life.
It's All Right came about because I was going through a divorce and I had had my first baby. And it was really, quite frankly, a terrifying and exhausting time for me. And I loved my first child very, very much. She's grown up to be a wonderful person. But at the time, I just felt all this pressure to be a new, wonderful mom and to get through the divorce proceedings, which took quite a long time, and I was still working. I was singing at night, and my mom helped me tremendously. This song came about because one night I was holding Lily, and she was still a baby, and Lily was very colicky. I was just exhausted. It was about 3 in the morning, and I was walking and rocking her, and I just cried out. I said, God, I don't know what to do. I've rocked her and changed her diaper and nursed her and driven her around in the car, and I'm so tired, and I don't want to fail my baby. Please, please help me. This song, It's All Right, came through me. And the amazing thing was she stopped crying, and I was frantically trying to remember the words and the melody as it was pouring out of me because I knew the song would end and then she'd probably start crying again, so I wanted to remember it. And it just became our theme song, really. It's a song of hope and strength, and also that we're not really ever alone.
Well, when I first heard it, it definitely put me in that peaceful place. I don't want our listeners to go to sleep or anything. It's got kind of a lullaby, soothing tone to it. So everybody stay awake and listen to It's All Right. It's by my guest for today's Song of the Soul, Sarah Hickman.
It's all right, it's okay, it's all right, it's okay, and I love you. It's all right, it's okay. Times will be hard, but we'll get through. Times will be hard.